Damien, obviously, a lot of folks in New Mexico are still seeking relief from COVID-19. You have an update regarding unemployment benefits in New Mexico. What can you tell us about the new job search requirements?
That's right. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, Anthony. And sure enough, late last week, New Mexico pulled the trigger. The New Mexico Department of Workforce Solutions announced last Wednesday it plans to reinstate that job search requirement, which has been waived since the beginning of the pandemic. The requirement will go back into effect on October the 25th, barring any changes to the state health order from Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham or the state health department. So basically, if you are currently receiving unemployment benefits, you now have to, or you will now have to, document at least 2 work search activities each week starting next week, the week of October 18th. Those verifiable searches will have to be reported during your weekly certification process starting the week of October 25th and then every week thereafter. Right now, we've got an awful lot of New Mexicans, Anthony, who are receiving unemployment benefits. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, we've got about 82,000 people in New Mexico claiming those benefits. So, like I said, we saw this coming, but again, the state is now pulling the trigger on it.
Well, obviously, pretty important news as people in New Mexico still wait to see what happens at the federal level regarding some sort of relief with this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, we do have some good news with some potential jobs coming to the area in Santa Teresa. You have news about a new packaging company in the area. What can you tell us?
That's right. They're called the Print Corporation. They're from Janesville, Wisconsin, and they are going to be opening a plastic packaging plant down in Santa Teresa, hopefully by next year. What they do is kind of interesting. They make packaging for medical equipment, which of course, has seen a spike in use during the COVID-19 pandemic. They're planning to invest about $12.5 million into the project and create 85 new jobs, according to a release sent out by the Borderplex Alliance last week. Now, construction plans are still kind of being ironed out. They still need approval, but they're hoping to be up and running by the fall of 2021.
Okay, we'll be looking for that. Now, some people in our listening area may be familiar with New Mexico State University licensing a craft beer, but we also have news that the university has licensed a new wine. What can you tell us?
That's right. You might remember a couple of years ago, the NMSU Aggies teamed up with Bosque Brewery to put out Pistol Pete's 1888 Ale. It has been an enormous success. And now they're partnering with another local Las Cruces winery, the D.H. Lescombs Winery and Bistro, to put together Pistol Pete's Crimson Legacy. It's a red wine. The way it's described by Rebecca Lescombs, who is the owner and CFO of the Winery and Bistro, is a traditional New Mexico Cabernet with hints of cherry, a little bit of oak, and kind of a tannic structure. So obviously when they were developing it, they wanted to capture the crimson spirit of NMSU. So that launched last week and is available now at all of their wineries around the state. And they're hoping to get distribution at other locations like Walgreens and Albertsons and all of their distribution partners at some point in the near future.
Damien, I want to thank you so much for the update, and we will talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, Anthony.